And now I want to welcome into the studio Mark Kellett from the North Dublin Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me in.
Okay, we're going to talk later on about the Trade Expo that's going on tomorrow.
Sure.
Very, very important thing that's going on. But you want to tell us a little bit about the Chamber first?
Sure, will do. I mean, the Chamber is North Dublin Chamber of Commerce, principally founded to assist, as the name would suggest, in supporting businesses in the North Dublin area, catchment area. And really, as a chamber, focus on how do you help in a simple, pragmatic way in the tough current economic climate, local businesses thrive, survive and grow. And particularly over the last number of years, we've been focused on providing practical support to local businesses, both established businesses and also startups. And I think it's very important in the current climate where, if you look at, you know, from failures from a governmental perspective in providing support for SMEs, how can we as business leaders, business managers, business owners, bring our knowledge and expertise to bear and help local businesses, and not only delivering courses and training, for example, in some HR policies, but the most important thing for local businesses is, how do I sell more? How do I generate more revenue? And that's the greatest challenge for businesses today, is growing their revenue numbers. And so we have a very practical approach to delivering courses. There'd be breakfast sessions with local businesses. And then the other side of it is getting involved in the community, trying to help unemployment initiatives, trying to create new jobs, and where we can, working with local charities to raise money for local charities. So think of the North Dublin Chamber of Commerce as a more involved local chamber, supporting local businesses and engaged in the community in a very much proactive way.
It sounds as if you're very much engaged with the community, and it's, as you say, it's very necessary in today's climate. Would you advise people on starting up businesses? Will you give them financial advice? Will you give them taxation advice, etc., etc.?
Yeah, I suppose all of the above. So in practical terms, you have a range of businesses who are members of the Chamber. Yeah. Everybody from an accounting practice to Dublin Airport Authority to Magnet Networks, my own company, who look at telecommunications. And so what we do, for example, and a more recent example, was that Dublin Airport Authority very kindly gave us the use of their training facility free of charge. So we hosted a number of sessions there with startup businesses, probably about 40 plus startups, and various owners, managers from different businesses came along and talked about finance, how to raise money, how to do tax returns, how to do sales and marketing. So very practical hands-on sessions for startup. And everybody who was setting a business up, from their front room or the house to a small little industrial unit, to give them that advice for free. So, you know, back to the principle of, you know, helping those who necessarily aren't in a position themselves to get access to that information, because that is valuable information and training that people would otherwise have to pay for. And we're delivering that for free to the local community. So that's a sort of pragmatic way and practical way of how we engage.
Okay. And this Trade Expo tomorrow, sorry, you mentioned there, did you say 40 startup businesses?
Well, yeah, we talked to probably more than that actually over the last number of years, but in more recent sessions we would have had in the region of 40, 50 plus businesses who would have attended. And that's, yeah, you know, the one person operation, two person operations coming along. Some people who have been made redundant and they're coming along and saying, look, you know, we're interested in doing our own startup business. There are some people who've, and the one certainty, by the way, is the most successful startups tend to be those who failed previously. Because there's nothing like making mistakes. And
yeah, you learn by your mistakes.
You learn by your mistakes, okay. Exactly. And even in America, where I used to work, that was certainly the key thing, is you found investors tend to invest in businesses who've already failed once, because you've learned all those mistakes, yeah, and you've had, yeah, the scars. What you have here is people who've either worked before or they've tried to start up a business before. And so, but yeah, it's the number in excess of 40 startup businesses in the last year that we've helped trying to get off the ground.
And if there's somebody out there now with an idea, a business idea, but doesn't have a big lump sum of redundancy money,
yeah,
are there grants available?
There are. There's a range of grants available. What I'd advise is, you know, the event we have tomorrow is a business to business expo, and that is in the Regency Hotel, starting at 2 o'clock till 7 o'clock, and there'll be about 70 to 80 businesses there, who will be demonstrating what their businesses do, presenting. But there'll also be opportunities to talk to members of the chamber about starting up businesses, getting involved in the chamber itself. We have a number of startup businesses who are members of the chamber. So my advice would be to contact the chamber office, and contact ndcc at dcu.ie. That's the chamber office. So we're hosted in Dublin City University. So it's ndcc.ie. at dcu.ie, and we can give you information about joining as a startup business. We can facilitate that, and we're also working with the various partnerships, the Tolka Area Partnership, Northside Partnerships, etc., to help local startup business and really get engaged at a grassroots level in the community and see how we can deliver support in a practical way. So for somebody thinking I've been made redundant or I'm looking to start up a business, reach out to us and we'll see how we can facilitate a relationship between the Chamber and the local enterprise partnerships and take it from there.
Okay, that's great stuff you're doing, and it's very necessary in today's climate. And this is tomorrow this is going on.
Tomorrow at the Regency Hotel, at 2 o'clock we start off. There will be about 70 to 80 stands. I think it's about 72 or 73 businesses who will be there on the day. There'll be a large number of people who will be attending in terms of consumers, and primarily business owners are probably going to attend. But it's an opportunity for businesses to engage with, talk to other businesses. There'll be a range of services on offer on the day, so businesses promoting themselves. And as I said, one of the most important things in the current climate is trying to generate new revenue, new sources of revenue. So here's an opportunity for businesses to engage with each other, so to spend time in front of other businesses pitching their own wares. So a practical way again of how can businesses help each other.
And generate business,
new business, yeah,
companies, etc.
From 2 o'clock till 7 o'clock, be at the Regency Hotel, and you can get to engage with businesses in the Northside area.
Okay, and you're local, you're just around the corner here, which I didn't realise.
Very local, yeah. Magnet Networks itself is a local business based in Clonshock and providing employment for 80 plus individuals. We're part of a larger US owned telecommunications business, but we, unknown to probably most of your listeners, the area around Coolock and Ballymun is probably one of the best served areas from a broadband perspective, and there's actual links from North America come in across the Atlantic into Clonshock. So every time you perform your search on the internet, it will probably go across our fibre optic links across the Atlantic into North America. So it's Clonshock is becoming, again, after its initial inception many years ago, it's now becoming a hotbed of data centres and connectivity for the internet.
A hub,
yeah, in effect. Yeah, and lots of new jobs have been created up in the park again, which is great to see.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. Once again, sorry, the clock is racing on here. Thank you very much for coming into us. And
my pleasure.
Everybody's welcome at this thing tomorrow. Is there an admission charge or anything?
There's no admission charge. I said that the audience is primarily aimed at a business audience, but if you're working in a business or own a business and want to come along, absolutely reach out to us and come along tomorrow, and we'd be delighted to see you on the day. And I'll be there for the day, so you can reach out to the council or myself, and delighted to have a conversation with you and see how we can help.
Okay, and I think we'll be talking again, because promoting different stuff.
Great.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark Kellett, for coming into me this morning.